This is Damien from Marketing Food Online. So I'm going to give you a 5 tips on how to sell more when you go to farmers markets. If you're selling a food product, how can you make more money? And I'm going to give you these 5 tips, and they're actually from my own experience. So let's get started on Marketing Food Online. Guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online. So I'm going to go over, as I said in the introduction, I'm going to give you 5 tips to sell more of your food products at farmers markets. Many food businesses, of course, are always getting started when you are at home. Most of the businesses that I'm aware of nowadays that actually have grown into hugely successful businesses have got their start at home, and they did the local farmers market or festivals or fairs and that type of thing, which is always allowed in most states under the cottage food law. So I'm going to give you 5 tips, things that I've actually learned over the years when I was actually running around doing the farmers market thing prior to getting into our facility now and being online. So I'm going to give you these 5 tips. They are also some of the things that I've recognized that I noticed as I would go to farmers markets and I would see the different stands and the different food vendors that were selling more than others that were at these farmers markets. And what was it that really lent to their success? What was giving them an edge or an advantage over their other people that were selling foods and different types of food products at these farmers markets? So I'm going to break it down. I'm going to actually go from 5 down to 1. Number 1 being what I would recommend would be the most important thing to help you stand out. So if you want to follow me through from 5 down to 1, and you want to make some notes, jot them down, and definitely think about them and try to make some different decisions when you go to farmers markets and try to implement some of these things. So really quick, number 5, I wrote down a little quick note list here I'm going to go over. Number 5 is actually going to be your packaging. I've noticed when I went to a few farmers markets, and this is something that a lot of new food vendors or food business entrepreneurs don't really put a lot of thought and time and process into when they first start. Now they do eventually because they see the importance of it, but packaging, when you can start out of the gate with the first thing right out when you first start your food business and you're at farmers markets, make your packaging as much as you can stand out. If there's other vendors selling food products or maybe things similar to yours, try to stand out and separate yourself from them by your packaging. That's always a really quick eye catcher, and it's something that most of the consumers or customers, as they walk around and they're at farmers markets, the thing that catches their eye is going to be, how is it boxed? How is it labeled? The colors that you choose for those packaging. So packaging is a really quick way to get the eye, get the attention of passerbys, and to get them to come over to your booth and check out what it is you're actually selling. So take a look at that and look into your packaging. And it depends, of course, figure out what type of product you're selling, of course, and how are you selling it? Is it going to be like a small package? Is it going to be 1 pound? Is it going to be done by weight? All those things will help contribute to a really good package. And if you can get that down, it really does attract the attention of consumers as they walk by. Number 4. Now, this is something that I would recommend only if you are at a farmer's market repeatedly, or if it's every weekend, or if you're there from like Friday to Sunday, you're there for multiple days back to back, this little trick works very, very well. And it's actually giving a customer, whether or not they buy anything the first time, give them a business card with a coupon on the back, or a discount. Or if you come back, by the time our event is over on Sunday, it's like Friday or Saturday, come back again and bring your friend or a family, you get a discount. What does that do? Well, when you give them a sample, and that's going to be one of my next ones up on my list, give out a sample to a customer. They may not necessarily buy that second or that instant. They may like your stuff, but they may not actually part with money and give you cash right then and there. But they may be back another day during that weekend or that event, and they may have a friend or a family member. But if you give them a coupon or give them an incentive to get them to come back to your booth, that sells products, okay? So once they've tasted it and they love it, there may even be an occasion where just the customer doesn't have really any money on them or doesn't have enough money that they want to buy, but they're going to come back. But if you give them an incentive to come back and they're going to get a discount on top of that, that is a huge, huge way to get a repeat customer. Now, a lot of farmers markets in general are not tied to events. And what I mean by that is that starting on a Friday, going to a Sunday, if it was like a jazz festival or a music festival or arts festival or something like that, there's a set period of time, right? So it's going to be from like 3 or 4 days, or maybe Friday to Saturday, or even Friday and Sunday only, something like that. But farmers markets are normally seasonal. So what it means is that they're going to go for several months. So you could have that booth there for, if it's once a week, if it's Friday and Saturday of each week, and it's like 2 or 3 months, you have the great opportunity to build a local following or to get multitudes of people, a lot of people to come back. So handing out that business card and on the back of it, have printed a discount, but give them a limited time on it. That's going to give them kind of a mental setting that, you know what, they got to come back by, you know, the next week or the next month, and that's it. The discount's over. So if they love your product, you're going to encourage them to come back even faster and use that discount. It creates what's known as a sense of urgency in the consumer's mind that they're going to come back. This is something that we used in retail stores forever and a day. The whole limited time offer, all of these different words and different verbiage, things that are said and shown on advertisers, flyers, discounts, it's to get the consumer back as soon as possible. So if you're at a farmer's market, remember, they're normally like a few months at a time. It's not really just a weekend thing and it's over with. It's kind of a seasonal thing. Like in spring and summer, they open up big time across the country and they're there for weeks on end. So take advantage of that. So number three, walk and sample. So here's the thing. Let's say you're selling fudge, right? And you've got an amazing booth. You've got samples on your table. There's a ton of people walking around. Check with the event first. But normally, farmers markets have a way of allowing food vendors to walk around with a platter or a plate and give out samples. That is a great way to kind of mix and mingle and get away from your booth, because maybe not every person that's attending that farmers market is going to physically walk by your booth. So how do you get their attention and how do you get them to buy your food product? No matter what it is, you know, if it's a barbecue sauce, then offer it on a chip or something. Offer it something that they can sample it. Nobody normally drinks barbecue sauce. But if it's sauce, if it's salsa, walk around with a tray of chips and salsa. Let people try whatever it is. If it's fudge, cut it up into some pieces. Sample, sample, sample. Don't rely on people to walk by just your table and then to come over and try your fudge. You need to have a second person or a third person that's working with you walk out, get into the crowd, and start handing out fudge samples or whatever that product is. Let them sample it, okay? They're going to say, well, where did I get this? Where can I buy some? And then you hit them up with that business card with that discount. Keep that in mind, too. As they walk around, they may not make it back to your booth. But if they walk out of that event or the farmer's market with a card, they know your name, they know your business, they have a discount, you're going to sell more, okay? Number two, a banner and a sign that stands out. Now, when I first opened up, the first couple of events that we went to, we had this huge banner, and it was extremely colorful. If you can make it as bright and as attention-getting as possible, and think about, and this made it sound technical and stuff, the text, the font, make sure it's bold and like really simple as far as the shape, the structure of the letter. Don't make it fancy because people can't read it from a distance. If you want them to get attention, make the colors of the banner bright, make your text huge and bold, and that will draw the attention of the passerby, and they'll walk over really slowly. They'll go over to your booth and check out whatever it is you're selling, what type of food product it is, but make sure it stands out. Before you go to this event or before you go to a farmer's market or anything that you're going to, Before you set up, you need to go, is what I meant. So you need to actually attend it. Go there yourself before you get a booth or buy a booth and all that. Walk around and take a look at the different types of tents or the different types of banners. How do people set up their tables? See who sticks out in your mind, but you want to be even above and beyond that. So if you've got a guy in the corner here selling salsa and he's got an okay banner, he kind of catches your eye, but he's like the best of the best as far as all of the tents are concerned, the colors of the banner, and he gets your attention, you need to figure out a way to draw even more attention to yourself and away from his booth, his tent, with brighter colors, bigger banners, whatever it is that you can do to draw that attention, okay? And number one, okay, this was the final thing I want to say. A lot of farmers market vendors do not do this, but this is something I do online and it works amazingly. And you can do it at a farmers market or even an event like this. Bundle your products, okay? Don't rely on selling an individual unit to an individual customer or expect them to, let's say you had six different things, right? and you have them all on your table and you're only selling them individually. Don't expect your customer to buy each individual item or three or four of them. Put them in a bundle, reduce the price for the group of the products, and that way you sell more products. Hypothetically, let's say you make a four pack, okay? And instead of it being a $50 item, you sold it for $39.99. You're still making a profit, a little bit less per unit, but you're moving more product, you're giving them more variety to choose from, and it's a good likelihood they'll come back because they've had a chance to try four flavors instead of one, or they've had to be forced to buy one or two at a time individually, it's cost more money. Bundle, bundle, bundle. You will sell more product, you will make larger per transaction sales, and that way you can get that customer to come back, or at least they've tried them all and they can come back for something that they like. So bundle it, get creative. If you've got 10 items, you have nearly 50 different ways that you could potentially bundle that, okay? Also, keep in mind that, like I said before, you'll probably make a little less per unit because you want to come down as a group bundle a little bit on your price. That way you can move more of your product. That's the objective. Yes, you want to make a profit, don't get me wrong, but you definitely want to move more product because the more the consumer can taste, the good likelihood they're going to come back and buy more. So those are five tips, and trust me, if you implement these, I have a good feeling you're going to sell a lot more product, and definitely use them and test them out. You know, there may be some farmers markets it works great with. There may be some festivals or events they work great with, and then some they may not. Don't be afraid, don't get stuck in a rut or think that you have to sell a certain way when you're at a farmer's market. You can think outside the box. If they allow you to do all of these things, take advantage of it. Have people sample it. Get some people out in the crowd, walking around. Get some bright colors going on. You want to make money at a farmer's market, you can do it and you can make a killing. But you have to think outside the box and market yourself in a way that gets attention to your product. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up, and I hope you guys enjoy that. If you have any questions about this, again, let me know down in the comments section. And I wish you guys all the best success at your farmer's market, and give it a shot. Implement some of these. Maybe not all of them at once. Maybe just try a couple of them at a time and see if it works for you. Okay. So I see you guys on the next video. And as always, give me a thumbs up as the camera moves and I'm trying to turn it off. Give me a thumbs up if this was informative. I appreciate it.